97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by the one, the only, Victor Lewis, to catch us up on what's trending out there.
That's
because if he doesn't, you won't.
I mean, yeah, because no one ever just gets on the internet and mindlessly scrolls, right? I'm the only person. I'm the voice of a generation. No one else has time for this.
Well,
it's
I'm glad
me.
You do it, because I don't know what kind of weird Facebook or like Twitter, like, feedback loop I got myself stuck in, but now every time I get on Twitter and I look to the right to see what's trending, invariably, whatever it is, whatever it says, if I click on it, it's always somebody said or did something stupid politically speaking, and everyone is mad about it.
Yeah,
and
mean,
that's
just
it.
That's most
like
things.
The only things that ever show up as trending for me. So you find the good stuff. What's happening?
I mean, sure. Happy to be your tour guide. Yeah. I can smell kind of an Aaron and Victor think piece coming on, so
ooh,
we're going to start with the shorter one, which is, I'm sure that you know, Davante Adams just pushed the absolute heck out of a photographer leaving the football game on a Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
In Kansas City. And
that's a few days old now.
Yeah, it is. But what's not a few days old is the Worlds of Fun theme park in Missouri tweeting, apropos of this, I'm not going to say apropos of nothing. I just think it's funny that they saw fit to tweet out, Davante Adams has been permanently banned from Worlds of
from
Fun.
Worlds of Fun.
You can't come here, Davante Adams.
No Worlds of Fun for you, Davante Adams.
So it's old news, but this is a fun little spin on it, and folks have been riffing on this particular tweet, banning hypothetical people from places of business. Bill Gates is not allowed at the McDonald's in High Park, Ohio. Like, it's just like
knows why.
You know what you did.
On a lighter note from that same game, the one, I can't remember the name of the Chiefs player who scored four touchdowns in that one game, spent the next week like tweeting about how he's just like Al Bundy because he scored four touchdowns in a single game. He is delighted by this. Someone was like, oh, you're just like Al Bundy, like as a joke. And the guy's like, yeah, I am.
Time to run with it, literally and figuratively. All right, here's the Aaron Keck and Victor think piece.
All right.
So there's a documentary series, I Love You, You Hate Me. Have you seen anything about this documentary series?
I feel like I've heard of it. Is this like an anti-Barney thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not an anti-Barney thing. It's an analysis of why there is anti-Barney sentiment.
Yes, yeah. That's it, yeah.
And I Love You, You Hate Me didn't really connect too much with Bob West, the guy who voiced Barney the Dinosaur.
Okay.
And there's some cool interviews and some quotes from him. And what I found myself digging a little bit into is a larger cultural analysis taking place on Twitter, Reddit, the internet at large, sort of trying to figure out why Barney the Dinosaur is hated or was. It's mostly past tense.
Oh, it's
most
past
of the hatred
tense now.
Has abated at this point.
Oh, this is easy because it's very popular, so it invites response, and it's also completely uncynical, and anything that is both popular and totally uncynical usually invites some
that are beloved. Blue's Clues, for example. There's no anti-Blue's Clues sentiment. In fact,
yeah,
like
fair.
Steve did the thing where he put out a talking directly to the kids he used to babysit via the television.
I did see that. That was nice, yeah.
And like that doesn't exist for Barney. There's lots of Dora the Explorer love. We all love Sesame Street, all these things. And Barney, for some reason, culturally, just never hit the same thing.
I was about to say, oh, but all of those are sentimental. But then Dora the Explorer isn't really sentimental.
So,
I don't know. I have no answer to this.
Barney was hugely culturally significant.
Right.
For
like a year.
More than a year.
A year and a half.
Look,
It was a pretty short period of time
Barney
there in the
mid-90s.
Barney
had his own show at Universal Studios, okay? You know, that is culturally significant. Him, Frankenstein, the Blues Brothers, all of these things, culturally significant.
Yeah.
Now, the analysis,
Fear Factor had its own show at Universal Studios.
And now Joe Rogan is the number one podcaster in the known universe.
But not because of Fear Factor.
Well, no,
like, Fear Factor,
I mean,
specifically had about a year and a half.
These things are symbiotic.
Yeah.
Anyway, how much time do we have?
30 seconds.
Think
piece, quick.
I think that it's worth talking about that Barney really hit an interesting cultural moment when the internet was nascent. People were on comment threads, and boys specifically, let's just say it, boys were coming of age and yelling about stuff, not wanting to be seen as babies. I'm not a kid. I don't like Barney. I hate Barney. There's lots of reactionary behavior to children's shows that prior to this specific comment thread moment of time probably would have just faded, but it didn't. And people were really angry, and that just crystallized in amber like a Jurassic Park dinosaur, which Barney jokes, dinosaur, something. I'm out of time.
Real quick question. The other show, the other kid's show that everyone apparently hates, how do you pronounce it? Caillou.
Well,
yeah.
Since he's bald.
So is Barney.
a common thread. George Costanza, Caillou, Barney. What do these characters have in common?
They're all bald.
Bald and awkward.
but seriously, like, it's got to be like some common thread between Caillou and Barney that links those two, but does not include Dora the Explorer or Blue's Clues or Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers.
Look forward to my 1,400-word feature story on chapelboro.com.